prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29 December 2020. Wow, a couple more days ago, we'll be in 2021. I have a very special treat for you tonight. I'll bring up in a few minutes a lady I haven't had on the broadcast for a long time. Her name is Charlotte Iserby. We'll tell you about her in a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. Starting at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Eastern time. We have about 45 minutes worth of some music and prayer requests and testimonies that you're welcome to share if you want. You can call in, share what's on your heart today if you want to. We're not very good at this yet because normally we do that before we went on the air. Now we're trying to put it on the air, and it's different. So nonetheless, 10:30. At 11:30, we start into the Bible study. The Bible study is going to probably go for the full 2 hours this week, not just current events. There'll be a few current events ties in with the lesson. The lesson is going to be from the mask to the mark. You don't want to miss it. Not because I'm teaching, but because it's Bible. From the mask to the mark. Now, you can listen if you want to. Listen live. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. You can watch us live, and there'll be a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you want to. Or you can listen on the phone by calling 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. And we'll be in the office this Thursday, Lord willing, between 9 to 3:45 Eastern. I have to get off a few minutes early. Oh, no, I don't. I'm not doing radio show 4 o'clock this Thursday. I'll be in the office from 9 to 4 to take your phone calls, talk to you. Chris will be here. Everybody in the office trying to get everything taken care of. You know, they were off last week, so we were trying to catch up this week. So please feel free to call us if you want. You can order the 2-for-1 special. It goes off special on Thursday, as a matter of fact. The 2-for-1 REM sleep. And or tranquil, you two of each, you get one of each or two of the same one, $28.95 for both of them. The regular price for one is $25.95, folks. $3 when we get two, you can get two REM sleep or two tranquil or one of each or four or five or how many of you want. While they're in stock, you can get them. But the special is off this Thursday, and they're starting back the first year back to regular price. And of course, still offering a 33-page report on the vaccines from doctors like Dr. Mikovits and others, and some facts, folks. 33 pages of absolute proof of why you should not be involved with this vaccine for $5. I pay postage and handling is all it pays. You can order all the sets you want or get one set and make all the sets you want, but you don't care. And the program that I had on with Dr. Carrie Madej about a week and a half ago, it's on a Wednesday night. If you want to hear a powerful expose of what's in the Pfizer vaccine, if you want to warn your friends and family, get them one of these. get one, make all the copies you want. You're not copyrighted. Make 1,000 of them. Pass them out. They're available here also. Just call and ask for them. And the space is on the three books. It's Cremation Christian, Great Britain, American Prophecy, and Warning 1965. All three books for $18. Folks, I'm just trying to get information in your hand because I care. If I could afford to give it away, I would, but probably if I did that, people wouldn't appreciate it. But we have it available if you want it, and that's all I can say about that. And if you listen tonight on shortwave, on 6115 right now, Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, is paying for that. She's been so good this ministry. She's paying for airtime on shortwave. So if you listen on there, you might well call and thank her for it. And folks, if at all possible, consider putting back some real money for the future, because you're going to need it in a very near future. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And again, don't forget this weekend in Bible study, we're going to have 2-hour teaching from the mask to the mark. Oh, please tune in. We've been set up for this for generations, folks. The Mark the Beast idea is nothing new. It's happened in history thousands of years ago, the same idea. It just wasn't worldwide at the time. It's coming together very quickly. And I'm going to explain to you how we got in this mess and what's leading to, all right? Now, our guest tonight is Charlotte Easerby. She wrote a book several years ago entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She was good enough to send me a copy of that book a long time ago. And she spoke at one of her seminars on that topic. She wrote the book while she was working on the Department of Education under a so-called good president, Ronald Reagan. Of course, just like we find out about Trump, he's not what he said he was. And now you can prove it, and this is provable. And tonight, Charlotte will discuss some of that. We're also going to discuss how we as a people over the last generations have become so ignorant and so easily persuaded and swayed in the direction that somebody wants us to go. In other words, we become dumbed down. And that's what they're playing for generations. And folks, we have arrived. And Charlotte Easerby, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Pastor. I'm here, and you're right. I mean, I never dreamed when I wrote the book, with the help of a lot of other wonderful people who you know, too. I don't think any of us believed that it would be this bad. I mean, this evil. It is what we're looking at right now is shocking, I think, for all Americans. I'm sure we were all looking at a global government and how are we going to deal with that horror story. But we never knew we would be dealing with, they shifted it from the political arena because they couldn't get what they wanted, which was world government, because we've done a good job, actually, fighting that. So they had to shift it to the medical field. And this really threw me for a loop, but it still was the same agenda, which I had discovered, you know, in the education research I'd done. I mean, I think of that quote from Dunphy, the head of the American Humanist Association, talking about the schools, and they had to get rid of the rotten corpse of Christianity. I can never forget that quote. That's from Dunphy, the head of the American Humanist Association. So that basically was the philosophy. I mean, a lot of people never knew that. They're shocked when they hear that. But that is the philosophy that I ran into when I returned from 20 years abroad. It was a total attack on Christianity, period.
Yes.
Nothing but Christianity. Attack Christianity. The rotten corpse. Got to get rid of it. And it was done through all the different programs that we've all discussed, you know, death education, values clarification, and you go on and on and on. And the tragedy that really was, to me, it took a long time for me to believe this, but I found that the right and the left, the conservatives and the liberal left, were the same.
Yes, amen.
At the top.
Yes.
What?
Yes, you're right.
And this made it impossible to win. I mean, I'm happy to say that we really, anybody who thinks that we did anything but lose, even with your wonderful work, Pastor, and the people I know, and getting my book out, and we lost.
Yes.
And sometimes in order to win, you have to admit you've lost, but we did lose. And we didn't lose because of the left. You know that, Pastor?
That's right. You're right. Absolutely right. We didn't.
We lost because of the deceived right wing that all of these Americans thought were on the same page with them, and they weren't. And I have all the proof on that. I want to get my website out because that's a good place for your listeners to go. All my articles are at my website. It's well done. The website is deliberate dumbing. down.com. That's the name of my book, is The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. But the website is just plain deliberatedumbingdown.com. The three words together. And I plead with your listeners to avoid having to get lost and not be able to find what I'm talking about. They don't have to worry. Just go there. Just about everything I've ever written, free downloads of my books, The Big Baby, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is out of print, but it's a free PDF at my website. And everything is free at my website. I had to make it that way because I was so under attack by the conservatives. I mean, it's shocking, and maybe there's something we have to learn out after this. Maybe it's meant to be. I always think God is in charge, and nothing happens unless he's...
So, your phone is kind of garbled. Did you step away from the...
Well, I've got it with you, too. I can't hear you too well. And also, I don't like to get into this, but I've just had three teeth removed.
Okay. Your phone's kind of got this kind of weird, that type sound. It's just so big garbled. But, you know, what you're right. We've been betrayed. And, Charlotte, I was gung-ho conservative, man. I supported right to life. I supported everyone that stood up for what the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And then I found out that Newt Gingrich and all were just full of hot air. I found that out. It took me a while to figure this out. Then I got angry because I was so cotton-picking stupid.
That's right. You know, I can't hear you too well either. I think we have not a good connection.
Talking, give me a volume,
we're both luckily on the same page on this. There's no question. I can tell you one incident, which is shocking. Remember Beverly LaHaye?
Oh, yes.
Well, in the mid-'80s, when I wrote my first little book, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum. That was only 39 pages, and it told you everything. And it's a free download at my website. You can read it. Well, she invited me to speak at one of her conferences, and I'm sorry to have to point the finger at her, because I'm sure you can point it at all the rest of them, too. But this is proof. She invited me to speak, and I'd just written my little book, which I'd written after I got myself fired for leaking a document in the department. And so I go down, I think it was New Jersey, and I set up my little table. There were other speakers, too. I have my little book to sell, which has been a very big seller, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum. It's only 40 pages, okay? So I'm sitting there. She comes up to me, and you know what she said?
What's that?
This is the proof of what we're talking about, how the right and the left work together. She said to me, "You can't sell that book here."
Really?
Yes.
What was her reason? What was her reason?
Well, I was so shocked. I didn't even ask. I just was submissive. And I said, "Oh, okay, really? Right?" And by that time, she was gone.
My goodness, that doesn't surprise me, though. It really doesn't. It does surprise me, but it doesn't in a sense that we should have known. I can't think of one. I'm thinking right now, trying to go through my mind, of one so-called conservative group, pro-life group, or anything else, as went around raising money. That's really done a whole, made a whole lot of difference. A couple will say that in the Second Amendment battle, like the one I support, Larry Pratt and his group, Gun Owners America, have made a difference. But overall, they've all sold us out. They collected millions and millions of dollars and sold us out.
Oh, absolutely. The Heritage Foundation and the Council for National Policy, really, I mean, they were, I'm not kidding you, 100%. I can mention only one group out of the Council for National Policy, which was Lou Sheldon's Traditional Values. Because Rosalind Haley, who a lot of people do know, a marvelous woman who close to Ron Paul, she and I tried to get a postcard project going to save the country, to get out of the UN. And we sent a letter. We sent letters out to about 200 conservative groups that belonged to the Council for National Policy, asking for help with a very good project that I won't go into, but it didn't cost any money. It was just using postcards. And the letter was written to, all the members got a copy, but it was written to the Heritage Foundation because Roz knew Ed Fulner very well. I didn't sign it because my name was Mudd. Rosalind Haley signed it. And, Pastor Butch, we got one letter back.
One letter out of 200.
Yes, and it was from Lou Sheldon at Traditional Values. He wanted to help. That is a true story. They didn't want to help us get out of the UN. It was a simple, very inexpensive project. You could make all the postcards in your house, little postcards saying, support such and such a bill, which had a number, to get out of the UN. And if there was no money really involved, it was just keep making copies of these postcards in your kitchen. Put them at the hardware store, in the supermarket. Send the Christmas cards and close it. Paying your bills and close it. Spread it across the country. It was a wonderful idea, really good. No money involved, really, for us. I mean, except at home in your kitchen, right?
Right.
Making these postcards. And we would have covered the country. We weren't asking the Heritage Foundation and the rest of the groups for money. We were just asking for their support. And we never got a single reply except from Lou Sheldon.
That is amazing. But, you know, Charlotte, you can remember, I do, back in the early 90s when Newt Gingrich was hot, and they were going to sweep the house, and they're going to bring everything back to conservative values. They're going to put Republicans back in office. And they did. They did.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. And then when Trump ran for office, he was going to clean up this and clean up that. And for 2 years, he controlled both House and Senate. He controlled both House and Senate and accomplished very little. People say, well, he was fighting the swamp. The Republicans are the swamp also, people. Most of the Republicans are the swamp.
Well,
go ahead,
you
Charlotte.
Know, I have so much proof. I just have so much proof. Nobody could say that I'm wrong. And then when Reagan signed the agreements with Gorbachev, which merged completely the two education systems, people may not think that there was anything that happened there. Oh, yes, we have two Russian teachers in Maine, and it's all the Soviet workforce training system. That's why, you know, we had to have the merger with the corporations, the public and private sector.
That's what outcome-based education is all about, is making a workforce. They don't want you to read and write and reason. They
Absolutely.
Want you to be able to function enough to obey, and that's it.
Absolutely, and it's using the Skinner method, which is, Pavlov and Skinner, bypasses the brain. It's animal training. It's also for values destruction. I mean, we've been had, and, you know, the people now that are listening will be saying, oh, they'll probably believe us now because it's right in their faces.
Well, you're a few years older than I am, but look at our generations. And I went to school in the 50s and 60s. And yeah, it was 100 times better than it is now. But even back then, you could see it changing. And I didn't know it, of course, when I was there. But I can look back now and see it changing. I see things happening. But then compared to the day, in today's so-called public education, we could actually read and write. Today they can't write in cursive. They can't do math without a calculator.
No.
These are well-trained robots.
They know. Look, you know how much, I'm going to give you a statistic. The education budget, can you hear me with my poor mouth?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
The education budget 4 years ago, which came out of the federal government, state government, and local, the total, was over $1 trillion.
Wow.
Okay. We're spending over $1 trillion a year when the Department of Defense that particular year was just under $1 trillion. Now, I want your listeners to think about that. Now, what is that $1 trillion going for? It's to brainwash our children. Brainwashing is very expensive. It's nothing but brainwashing into communism. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, last summer with all the riots and everything and the kids running around and burning buildings, and all the American people say, oh, how did that happen? How did it happen? Well, when you spend $1 trillion a year, which is more than the defense budget, how come it didn't happen even worse? They've been taught to hate America.
That's true. That's very true.
I'll tell you, you know, the other day I was thinking to myself, Charlotte, you know, I was talking to myself, what's wrong with our country? And you know what I finally came up with? And the American people don't even know this. Americans are communists.
Amen. Well, I mean, I got to add this. How else could they control businesses and make them shut down? How else could they give away money that there's no money to give away, that we're trillions of dollars in debt? How can they print up paper and give it to people for free? That's called
right.
Communism. That's all it is. We've been conditioned into it. Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps, housing. We've been right into it because we thought it was the easier way to live.
You know, you absolutely, and you know, the thing is, it's sort of like the big elephant in the room, and we're looking everywhere else.
Yep.
For why are Americans doing or not doing what they should be doing or doing what they shouldn't be doing, huh? And we keep saying, what is it? Because we're not looking in the room. There's the huge red elephant.
Yes, there is.
Americans are... They don't know it. If you told them that, they don't even know what communism is, right? But they're communists. They've been educated to be communists.
I agree.
And to hate America, really.
I totally agree. And if you take it away from them, you're going to have riots in the streets because everybody got used to it. You know, you give people freebies long enough, They no longer being well. They don't think welfare. They think they're entitlements. They got to come into it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is so good. It's really. I know your audience there. They respect you, and they probably understand what we're talking about. But it is something that took me a long time. How many years? I came back from 20 years abroad in 1971. I was on the school board in the mid-70s, and it was very clear to me, when you've been away for that period of time, you're shocked when you come back.
Oh, yes, no doubt, yes.
And so I was shocked by what I saw in the 70s. And I saw the values clarification, which is nothing but destroying our children's values, and everything else. And as you know, my whole story, but my books are all, everything is, all my articles that I've written recently, Pastor Butch, and over the past, whatever, 20 years, everything is at my website. People can just go there, deliberatedumbingdown.com. I don't, it's a little bit late, but not for your people, because they're going to want proof of what's happened. They can use that website to prove what's happened, whether it's too late or not. That's in God's hands.
Well, you know, it may be too late for the country, but it's not too late for individuals. And it's never too late to learn the truth and try to share it. That's our duty,
well,
Charlotte.
Know,
that's duty.
That's the point.
That's our duty.
Because, yes, absolutely. And, of course, now they've got everybody worrying about COVID. And that was pretty smart. I know COVID exists, but it's nothing. It's no different from any other flu, whatever. And but they had to use that. They had to have something to get people's mind off the UN, world government, which, you know, we've been bothering them, you and myself and everybody else, for many years fighting. You know, the Don Bell, Ginny and Don and Maureen Heaton and all the greats, right? The great greats. And we've been fighting world government, UN. And they got tired of that. It wasn't that they thought we were losing. We were winning. So they had to change the focus to health. I know that's what they did.
Sure, they had to scare
people.
Had to scare people. Had to scare people back in the cages. Had to scare them back in the cage.
Yeah.
They did.
You know, so, anyway, it is late. We can prayer. Nobody knows how this thing is going to work itself out. You know, I have that book by Klaus Schwab, you know, on the reset. It's frightening. You know, they tell you exactly what they're going to be doing to us.
They always do. They even put it in movies. They even put it in movies. No one pays attention to it.
That's right. And, you know, it's so psychologically disorienting for all of us, your listeners. They know. You know, you think in the morning you get up, you make your list of what you're going to do, and you think, oh, I can't do that, right?
Right.
I can't go there. Oh, my kids can't visit. Your whole life is completely turned upside down.
You know, and I will say this, by the grace of God, I go where I'm going to do what I want to do. No, nobody bothers me right here yet in West Virginia yet. They don't like it, but we do it anyway. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. If any phone call the next half hour, I'd love to hear from you. But don't wait 2 minutes till the call, because we ran out of time. So call earlier if you want to talk to Charlotte, okay?
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back here. We're talking to Catherine. talking about another lady, minute right. Break here. We're talking to Charlotte Iserby. Her website is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. We're going to play a short clip for you here. It's about 2 minutes long. I want you to listen to it very, very carefully. I want you to listen to a nurse tell you how they determine the COVID death numbers. She's going to say what we told you, been telling you for months. They're counting every death as COVID. Now, I'm not making it up. You're going to hear the nurse say it. But all of a sudden, no one has cancer. No one has a heart attack. No one dies of any other disease but COVID. All of a sudden, you don't hear about these other plagues. Listen very carefully to this clip by the nurse. And Charlotte, you're going to like this. Go ahead and play that, Todd, loud as you can.
Earlier this week, the state reported the death of a teenager in Cook County. Are you familiar with this case? If so, is this the state's first teenage death? And can you tell us if the teenager in question had underlying conditions?
Okay, we're going to get a definition now of how you can determine whether or not someone died with COVID. Very simple.
I don't have that information at my disposal at this time. I know we have had people of all age groups die. I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people die.
Okay, here comes the definition of death by COVID.
Of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis.
That means no matter how you die, as long as you were positive for COVID when you died, you are a COVID death. Even if you got in a car wreck or you fell off a cliff, for whatever reason that you died, as long as you had COVID, it's counted as a COVID death. Listen.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death.
There it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. She's even going to make it more simple for us.
Means that if technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So,
that's the worst.
Technically, even if you died of an alternate cause, if you had COVID when you died, it's called a COVID death. You wonder why the numbers are messed up.
There
you go, Charlotte. I mean, how much clearer can they make it? No matter what you die, if you had COVID, COVID killed you. Folks, we have been played like a bunch of fools. And if you're not getting mad by now, just turn the radio off and go watch TV because you're too far gone. If this doesn't make you angry, then I'm ashamed to even know that you're out there listening. I'm ticked off, Charlotte. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. Go ahead.
Oh, you know. I heard this afternoon a doctor talk. It was on Fox News. They have him on quite often. He's not the dumb doctor. He's another younger, good doctor. And he was talking about the statistics. and I think it was in the nothing under it was 95% sort of that don't have a problem at all, right? 95% of the people in this country,
right? Right.
So it's that 5% where you have different age groups, et cetera, and it was so clear. I mean, come on. So you shut down a whole country because you got 5% of it, and most of that percent isn't even serious.
Most of it isn't even due to COVID. They died of other things they call COVID.
That's right.
They play like a fiddle.
5% of the country has got this problem. And as you said, most of them, probably 1% is COVID. You know, it's just, and people are in the draw.
Talk about the deliberate dumbing down of the people.
I should have had even a better title.
Well, there's no way that you could have imagined what would turn out to be, Charlotte. You and I couldn't imagine when we were youngins that they'd be murdering babies one day and calling it abortion, or they'd be putting teaching our sons how to be sodomites, and our daughters how to be lesbians, and we couldn't imagine that. That was just unheard of.
It was, and you know, there's a quote in my book that I got a very important report from the National Council for Guidance Counselors. This was in the 70s, and I never dreamed I'd find this proof of the goal for all of those programs, like death ed, death education, sex education, all of the values education. I knew I had the proof myself from working at school board level, but here, this was in the Guidance Counselor's Journal, and this was in regard to death education, which they had back then. It was terrible. They were taking kids to the cemetery, laying them down on graves and the mortuary and all. And so the Guidance Counselor's Journal out of New York City, they said, quote, "We will use death education the same way we used sex education to change the students' attitudes towards death and dying that we used to change their attitudes towards sex and, get this, various sexual practices." Now that was that's a direct quote. It's in my book, the Guidance Counselor's Journal. There you have a complete admission of how they went about destroying our children's values with our money. That $1 trillion
That's exactly right. Yes.
That trillion dollars has gone into that, nothing else.
And you have to understand that this didn't happen in one generation. The parents that send their children to public schools today have been dumbed down to the point themselves they can't see the dangers of public schools. That's how dumb this generation is. My generation didn't see it for a long time. I finally saw it when I put my three sons in school. I took them out of public schools, homeschooled them, put them in the Christian schools, and we stayed on top of it. But many parents could not see this and still can't see it. They couldn't see it back in the 50s. They couldn't see it in the 60s. Couldn't see it in the 70s. They don't see it now. And our children are getting dumber and dumber and more immoral as time goes along. And we got phone calls coming. Let's take a phone call from Washington State. Let's go to talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome. Come on in. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Charlotte, you really opened my eyes quite some years ago about Common Core, and I've been ranting about it ever since. No one believes me, though. But I wondered, was Reagan in on the Common Core? I know he was in on the no liability for vax companies, pharmaceutical companies. Was he in on it, in your opinion, or just duped?
Well, I think it's a long story. I personally I'd like to give him a little credit. I think it was Edwin Meese, mostly, who was his counselor in the White House, who's been working for Heritage for a good 50 years. Now, I think it's Edwin Meese, mainly, that kept Reagan, made Reagan into the, well, I call him a communist. Well, he was a communist in Hollywood, as you know. But I don't think it was as much Reagan as it is Edwin Meese. You've heard of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Fosse.
with the agreements with the Soviet Union, I can't let him off the hook there.
Okay.
Those agreements were extensive. We have that they're going on right now. All the research, brain research, very serious stuff. I can't take him off the hook. No.
And Carolyn, if you look at his term as governor in California, he was very socialist, maybe downright communist when he was governor of California. He was not what he trains up to be.
Pastor, because Maureen Heaton wrote that marvelous book, The Impossible Dream, and she was a very good friend of mine. And she found those secret papers that came out of the governor's office,
yes,
that's Reagan, and the papers were on instructions on how to collapse local government.
Oh, gee.
You see,
all of this is at my website.
Yeah,
go
I'll be going
website,
there real quick.
You'll find all of this.
And Carolyn, I was duped too. I supported Reagan. I really did. That's why I didn't get all excited over Trump. I knew what he was. I've seen this before. I've seen Newt Gingrich. I've been through this. Boy, this dance is getting old. I've been danced too many times. I know the next step. And no matter who's in there, until the people stand up and demand what's right, and even before they do that, they need to repent before God, there's no hope for this country. Without repentance, this nation will not and cannot turn around.
No.
Well, I think we're looking at Revelation, and it won't.
I think you're right, Carolyn.
That business about the two parties being the same at the top,
yep.
You know, there's that wonderful quote we have from Carol Quigley, who was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, that book of his, Tragedy and Hope. In that book, he says that the industrialists got together end of the 1800s, right? They got together and they were smoking their cigars and having a meeting, and they were talking about how can we get world government. And the solution to that was to control both parties at the top. That's a direct quote from Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley.
I was a young boy, Carolyn and Charlotte, when Hubert Humphrey was a senator of West Virginia. He said one day in a meeting, he said to the news media that there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and Republicans. He said that 50 years ago or 60
That's
years
right.
ago.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. So, I mean, it's tragic, especially when, you know, I mean, obviously the caller has been working, like, very hard, too, for years.
Yes.
It's very discouraging. You always know things are going wrong, and you've been betrayed, mainly by the conservative movement, basically. Not by the left, because what do they have to betray us? We know what they are.
Yeah.
But it was the conservative movement that betrayed us.
I agree.
Yep.
Anything else, Carolyn?
I agree, too. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
We really don't have anything but prayer, do we?
prayer and repentance. Thank you, Carolyn.
Pray.
Thanks for being there, Carolyn. Appreciate it. I just go next to one of our most faithful listeners. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. You know, I don't even have to give Todd my name anymore. He just recognizes me.
See that now you can't make an obscene phone call. But anyway,
go. Not anonymous anymore.
Nope, go ahead.
But we're all talking about conservatives and the Democrats and the Republicans. But most of these younger Democrats and Republicans are all educated in the same education system as we were.
That's right.
And so
stop thinking about this, Jan.
And took it up.
And think about this.
And now that we've got all these people out saying, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do something.
Yes.
Do you really think we're going to see anybody?
No, the odds are no. And think about this. The ones that are wearing the badges, they ain't carrying guns, and there's some good cops out there. But remember this. They were educated by the same system we were educated by, and worse for the newer generation, much, much worse newer generation. So they have the same moral values as any 25-year-old would have today as a whole. So what kind of hopes that give you?
Not much, because there's a few of them. I know one that's really good, but he was raised with different values. He was raised with moral values.
There you go. That doesn't happen very often anymore.
I knew his grandpa. I know his grandma.
And they come out of the military.
Moral values. And when they removed the Bible from school, when you couldn't pray.
That's it.
That is when we
lost. That killed it. That killed it.
When we lost God, and we've lost God, we lost the country.
Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 8, verse 36, that those that hate God love death. But now you look what's happened now. A lot of cops are ex-military. Military should not become cops. Military are trained to kill and destroy. Cops should not be anything but civilians who are taught to protect people's properties and lives and their rights. The military have been taught how to take over. Not how to protect, and they don't consider themselves civilians. They consider themselves military. That's why they call the state troopers troopers. That's why they have ranks in the sheriff's department. They have colonels and sergeants. But they're militarized.
But the violence, and if you watch, remember when we were kids, you didn't hear about all this violence. You heard about it in the bigger cities. And then we dropped the Bible. We had Vietnam. Everybody became the enemy because...
I agree.
Love.
Good call,
Dan. You know, but may I say something to interrupt here a minute?
Sure, please.
Yeah, as a school board member, we had a principal who was really good, middle school, and he had all these little red books. They were Bibles. And he was a public school principal. I want to get a little bit of a plug in for the educators. He was passing that out. That was in the mid-70s, Pastor.
Wow.
He was giving those little red Bibles to the children in the public school.
Today they'd be fired for that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But there are still teachers. No wonder most of them are gone. There were many very fine public school teachers who put up with a lot more than any of us have put up with. Who did their own thing behind closed doors, and now they're all gone.
Yes.
Now you have nothing but these computer facilitators. They don't teach anything.
I agree.
The curriculum is on the computer, and it is all B.F. Skinner curriculum.
There you go. Okay, Jan, anything else?
The Pope is on... the news now that the Pope is resigning. I sent you a thing that there was a rumor that he was.
Yes.
But now it's on mainstream. He's resigning. And that new COVID they were talking about in England, I just got an alert here from the Epoch Times that there's been one case in the United States. So
here
now the killer
again.
Virus is here.
Here we go again. All right. Thank you for calling.
And the COVID CDC has quietly put it in their guidelines that masks are useless.
Oh, yeah, they did do that, but who cares? They're not going to put it in public because the news media won't cover it. Good call, Jan, as always. Thanks for the call. And folks, lines are open at 844-769-2944. We got time for the calls. If you call right away, don't wait the last couple minutes and call because we can't get you on. 844-769-2944. 2944. And Charlotte, you've been around a few years longer than I have, so you've seen things change even more than I have in your lifetime. But if you would have told me, even back in when I got married in 1971, I've been married almost going on 50 years, if you would have told me what would be happening even in the year 2000, not even mention 2020, I couldn't have believed it. I mean, I'm a Vietnam era vet. I come out of that. I went through all that, and I was conned into going into the military then. I didn't know better. That's why they take kids in, because kids don't know any better. But I've seen so much change, and it's made me angry, not for you and I, but for our children and grandchildren.
Oh, that's the thing. I'm not kidding. I can't look at my grandchildren's pictures without starting to cry.
Oh, I know. I do know that. I do know that. Let's take another call from Massachusetts, not just about where you are. Let's go talk to Gary. David. David, Massachusetts, come on in.
I'm sure it's no mistake that the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is free education for all children in public school.
Sure.
Yeah, which is why I'm sure you've heard of separation of church and state, which is why I favor separation of school and state.
Yeah. Yeah. I favor separating the children from the public schools, but I favor.
Yeah, well, I call them communist re-education camps.
That's exactly what they are. That's what they are.
But I
keep having to talk about the teachers. They are communist re-education camps. That's the goal. But I think the average teacher doesn't go in with that purpose at all. No teacher does, really. Maybe one out of 1,000.
They've been dumbed down, too.
They were good. Even in the 70s, Pastor Butch, I mean, I had teachers who would call me on the sly, and they'd say, we agree with you completely. You know, they got hit hard by the parents. The parents were always saying it was the teachers. I'll tell you what, it was mostly the conservative organizations.
I agree. Dave, anything else you want to say?
I think another factor is that because we're basically post-literate now, and videos, they basically feed on images, whereas reading, it makes you think, you use logic. But when you have videos, images, that basically feeds emotions, and that's people are as easy to manipulate as whatever images you're getting. Hence, you have the everybody wearing a mask. And if the television told you, the only way to stop the spread of this new virus is to wear your pants on your head, I'm sure you'd see all kinds of people, everybody wearing pants on their head.
You're probably right. You know, we're laughing, but you're probably right on that. Yeah, wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing what people are doing now. I mean, look, there's one word we haven't used in this whole conversation, Pastor. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is a satanic operation.
It is, to the core. Absolutely. Anything else, David?
Well, psychological warfare and economic warfare, that's what this communist revolution from above and below, and for the lack of a term for the two political parties, which are alter egos, the Democrats, Communist Party, USA, and the Republicans, the Rubber Stamp Party for the Democrats, I call them, I've got both of them together, the American Socialist Democratic Republican Party.
Right on the money, Dave. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks very much.
Yep. Okay.
Let's get another call in real quick. Thank you. Dave, you finished? I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. First of all, I thank you for the guest that you have on right now. Her name slips my mind, of course.
Charlotte Easerby.
Charlotte, yes. I agree with everything you said. I just want to... I say something here, Butch, that I'd like to take this back to 1 Samuel. You know, when the people cried out, said, give us a king, and Samuel said, you don't want a king. He said, no, we want a king. Okay, so, you know, and then, the people disagreed with Samuel, and then, you know, the Lord said that they have not disagreed with you, or they disagree with me. They don't want me to rule over them. And I'm going to tell you right there, it all started. You know, whether you call this person a king or a president or a potentate, it makes no difference what label you put on these people when you leave the word of God. We're supposed to learn the word of God so we can apply it in our daily lives.
Amen.
But instead, we turn this over to the king, the potentate. So this is society, and I'm going to do this in a nutshell here so somebody else can get on. You know, this nation and all nations before us consist of this, lords, vassals, and serfs. See, we are the serfs, you know, for the so-called middle class, okay, which are ruled by the ruling class, And they will not let anything obstruct that. And because when you go back to biblical values, you see that you're in direct conflict to that which I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like
very
to comment
true.
On that, I'd
very
appreciate
true.
It.
And Charlotte, you have any comments to that?
Absolutely. I mean, I just said it. The whole thing is satanic.
That's good, well put. Exactly right. Right on the money, Gary. Anything else you want to say, Gary?
No, just God bless you for all that you do, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Gary, for being there for us a lot
of
years. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. And folks, we may have time for another call if you hurry. But don't wait too long. We're running out of time so quickly. You got about 3 minutes left. If you want to call, please hurry. 844-769-2944. Charlotte Isby, I want to thank you. I haven't seen you since you were down in West Virginia years ago. But I want to thank you for being such an ally in this battle for so long and being so faithful to our Lord and for standing for the truth. Thank you for your battle and your courage to stand through all this hell on earth that we used to call a free country. Thank you.
Well, I thank you, Pastor Butch, very much. You're one of a rare star in the sky for all of us through the years, and the people like yourself, you know, you just kept going, and I also, and you know, we didn't have the support we needed because the so-called saviors of this country, in other words, conservatives, the organizations were not supporting us. They were supporting
the other
side. They were working with the left.
I've never gotten one penny from any so-called conservative group that wanted to support this program. We barely can pay the bills still. I'll be on the radio this coming March. Will make me 29 years.
Well, that's why you're on.
26 years. 26 years in radio, and we're still having a hard time paying the bills.
It's amazing. Of course, you never could have. I mean, if you'd been like the other groups, you would have taken that rotten money, and then you would have been controlled.
I've got to try to keep things going out as much as possible, Charlotte. Please keep us in your prayers. I know you pray a lot, and pray that maybe by the grace of God, with what time we have left, I can reach some more people and get on, maybe go on some more stations where I can reach more people. Because I know people, a lot of people want to hear the truth. They don't know where to find it. It's not the churches today. Most churches don't have it. Pardon?
They sure can find it with you.
Well, I appreciate that, but most of them don't know I'm here. They go to 501c3 corporations thinking of being told the truth from these places. They're not church. Short while time. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon again.
Okay, God bless you, and thanks for the interview.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. Folks, you're loving the grace of God. We'll see you tomorrow night for the last live broadcast for this year. Just for me and you tomorrow night, we've got a lot to talk about. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.